Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
When I was younger, my older brother and I would randomly see this tall, dark, shadowy figure wearing a top hat. Think Abe Lincoln. He would walk down the hallway in the house we grew up in. It had no distinct features, just a shadow, but standing in the middle of the hallway. It would always stop just outside our bedroom doors and just stand there for a moment, and then continue walking down the hallway. Whenever we would run out to the hallway to see it walking away, it was always gone. I was always fully awake when I saw it. My brother said that he woke up a few times and couldn't move with it standing at the end of his bed. Then it would just disappear. We had an old German Shepherd who would bark nonstop every time we saw it. We would see it a few times a month for years, until my parents split up and my mom moved out. I remember my brother and I both mentioning this to my aunt one time when she was visiting us. She turned white as a ghost. She told us that when her and my mom were growing up, whenever my mom was around, she would always see the same thing at nighttime. After that, we mentioned it to our dad, and he said the same thing. The entire time he was with our mom, he always saw the same thing. These sightings all happened in different states and different houses. I asked my mom about it once, and all she would ever tell me is that when she was little and lived in Massachusetts, she used to have a guy in a top hat follow her around. She said she never saw the shadow figure, though. She passed in 2012. I saw the top hat shadow about 30 minutes before she passed. Then I found out about her passing about an hour later. It was the first time that I had seen it in 10 years or so, and the last time that I've seen it. A story was sent from Lisa in Pennsylvania. When I was in elementary school, I shared a queen-size bed with my older sister and our family dog. He was kind of a short-haired mutt that looked like Lassie. He would sleep at the foot of our bed every night. When I was about 6 years old, I woke up one evening. It was right around midnight. I saw a dark figure standing at the foot of the bed. This figure was entirely in black, without any eyes or face. I tried to wake my sister up, but she just rolled over and went back to sleep. My sister must have accidentally kicked the dog, because the dog woke up and raised her head and started growling at the figure at the foot of the bed. The growling then woke my sister up, and she saw the figure and started screaming. My parents rushed into the room, they turned the light on, and nothing was there. To this day, both my sister and I are adamant that we saw a ghost or some type of other demon in our room. We know we weren't crazy, because the dog saw it too. That story was sent from Kim. My mom died, and a few months after her death, I was in the house that she shared with my grandma. Mom lived downstairs and Grandma lived upstairs. I was babysitting my baby nephew while my sisters went out somewhere. He was asleep in the crib downstairs with the light off and the door closed. I was upstairs reading a book while my grandma watched some television. I heard footsteps and figured my nephew had managed to get out of his crib and was wandering around, so I went downstairs to get him. No, he was still fast asleep in the crib. Okay, I was hearing things. Maybe it was the TV, whatever. I went back upstairs to my book. It happened again about a half an hour later, but also with the door squeaking. Okay, I definitely heard that, so I went downstairs to get him up. Nope, still completely passed out, and he isn't the type of kid to get up and go back to sleep instantly. I shook it off, went back upstairs. Grandma had gotten a phone call and muted the TV because she was pretty deaf. So I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this next part was not on the television. I heard footsteps going down the hallway towards where the baby was sleeping. Then a soft coo. I made my way downstairs and he was still asleep, but I just burst into tears because I just felt like my mom was there. In my heart, I knew she was saying goodbye to her only grandbaby. My sister gets spooked with paranormal stuff and didn't want to sleep there that night. But I just told her that it was mom, and she was just there to say goodbye. That story was sent anonymously. When I was about 16 years old, I encountered something that still bugs me to this day. I woke up around 6 a.m. on a normal weekday and went downstairs to get ready for school. No one else in my family had woken up to this point. I got in the shower, still sleepy, and could barely hold my eyes open. After a few minutes of showering, someone tried to get in, and I told whoever it was that I was in the shower. The person then proceeded to aggressively open the door. I saw the door handle going up and down like crazy, and he, she, or whatever, knocked on the door harder and harder. I then suddenly stopped. I didn't think much about it, but when I got out of the shower, I realized that nobody was up yet. I proceeded with eating breakfast, and after a while, my dad came down the stairs, so I asked him if it was he who wanted to use the bathroom earlier. He said no, and that my mom and younger brother were still asleep. So it couldn't have been them either. And even if it had been any family member, they wouldn't have tried to open the door so aggressively at 6 a.m. in the morning. That story was sent by Carrie in Sweden. I used to be in the military, and the training camp bunk that we lived in was said to be haunted. Occasionally, our stuff would go missing and reappear in weird places, like under the bed or inside a bag that we had zipped up and stuff. No big deal, right? I mean, human error and all. Then came the instance that freaked everyone out. It was one night after lights out. My friend was on his phone texting his girlfriend. Most of us were drifting off to sleep and were lying on our beds, etc. Suddenly, he heard the shuffling of feet from the corridor, so thinking that it was our sergeant, he quickly hid his phone under the pillow. He rolled over on his side and pretended to be asleep. To this day, what happens next chills me to the bone. While he pretended to sleep, he heard someone right behind him, at the other side of the bed, going, "Don't worry, you can continue to pretend to sleep." I would dismiss this as a figment of his imagination, except about five other people around him heard it as well, including me. Creepier still, there was no one there, and it was the voice of a little girl that said it. Now, for reference, our training camp was in the middle of an island, and it was set away from the main admin blocks. The island had been closed by the government for any training purposes for the past 15 years, so there was definitely no civilians around, let alone kids. To make matters freakier, when we came back from our weekend home leave, there was a bunch of female hair on the bed, neatly bundled up, long and jet black. Under his pillow was a note. "Remember me?" Now, as I said, we were in the middle of a forest in the middle of an island. And at that point in time, there were no female recruits or personnel on the island. Our bunks were locked up for the weekend, and the duty sergeant had no idea that the incident even happened. We never spoke about it after that night. It still chills me to the bone to think about it. Yes, guys, I'm from Singapore. And those of you guys who are from there would know, until recently, army camps in Singapore did not allow hand phones with cameras. So, unfortunately, no pictures. Also, for those of you that say it may be a prank, yes, it very well may have been. But if it were, it'd be one heck of a prank, and I was really fooled bad. The complexity of the prank would have been crazy, and I applaud anyone that was able to pull it off. That being said, many Singaporean guys will tell you that the camp, Tekong, is the place where a lot of paranormal stuff happens. Most guys that have been through the camp have either experienced something firsthand or they know someone that has experienced something firsthand. Lastly, for those of you who say I'm fabricating the whole thing, my job is not to convince you. I'm simply relating what the heck happened to me and my army buddies. Believe what you will, but I know what happened to me. That message was sent anonymously. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.